Hello, this is Trevor.
Hey, Trevor, what's going on? This is Joey from Local Splash. How you doing?
Good, you?
Well, doing very well. Yeah, you told me to give you a call back in a couple hours. I sent you a text. I didn't hear back from you, but figured I'd give you a courtesy call here.
Yeah, I got to doing stuff, and I've been thinking about it. I honestly don't know if I really want to do it at the moment, to be honest with you. Like, maybe something in the future, but I don't know. I just don't really want to do it right now.
That's okay. I mean, you don't have to. Yeah. It's perfectly fine. You definitely don't have to. What made you change your mind from the last time we talked?
I'm doing fine on my own without it. And I kind of want to get everything rolling before I decide to go big time on Google.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. This is definitely not big time. This ain't big time yet. You know, when you're spending half, some of our clients are doing about $15,000 to $2,000 a month. That's when you're going big time on Google. This is mainly for new businesses. This is for people that just started. This is for somebody to make sure that their business is online. Anytime somebody searches for the services, it's unlimited call service. You get to cherry pick and kind of pick whatever jobs you want, whether you accept them or not. You get to book your own schedule. You know, you make your own prices.
The $200 a month, it's not like I can't handle it, but I just don't really want to do that at the moment, if you can understand.
Not really. I mean, if you can afford it, the only reason that you wouldn't do something like this is that you're not looking for new clients. You're not looking for a steady flow of customers and clients to call you directly. You're not looking for a website, and you're not looking for people to reach out to you. Facebook advertisement. That would really be the only time you would say no. And if that is the case, then that's fine. You know what I mean? I'm just giving you a courtesy call. We'll move on to the next business. I don't want to harp on it too much here for you. But I'm only calling you back just because, you know, that was something that you said that, you know, you're definitely interested in. So it's up to you.
What is your name again?
My name is Joey. J-O-E-Y.
Joey? Well, damn it, Joey, you've convinced me. You convinced me twice. I haven't really gotten onto it like 100% yet. Like, I've got people that I'm doing jobs for, but I'm not sure that I was ready for it. But
honestly, Trevor, I think you'll love it. There's no contracts. You can cancel at any time. It's a month-to-month service. I mean, if you're saying that you can afford it and you're looking for new clients, I mean, Google's the number one search engine on the planet. I really think that once you do this, you really wouldn't have to do anything else. And because it's an unlimited call service, you never have to worry about it, right? You know, when you start receiving those calls, you get to cherry pick the jobs that you want. And then we'll go over that right now for you. It's something you want to move forward with then?
Yeah. Do you have an estimate of how long this is going to take, though?
This is the quick part. So this is going to take 2 minutes, 3 minutes. What we'll do is that once we pay for it and close out the list, we'll schedule an interview with you. That could be done today. That could be done tomorrow. It's 30 minutes. So that one is about 30 minutes long.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not worried about that. I'm with a customer right now at the moment, but we're okay. If I can do this, it's just like a quick thing, we're good.
Yeah, literally, obviously, I don't want to rush you or anything, but yeah, it really doesn't take too long. So first and foremost, I want to send us all to you in writing. Trevor, we got your first name as Trevor, T-R-E-V-O-R. Is that spelled correct?
Yep.
Okay, and then what's your last name?
Henry. It'd be H-E-N-R-Y.
Okay. And a good email address for you?
TL_Henry00@Yahoo.
Okay. Good number for your client and for us to call you. 641-503-8155?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what time zone are you guys are at?
What time zone are we in? Are we central?
Central?
I think, hang on.
I'm going to Google it.
You know what time zone we're in? Central, isn't it?
Central.
Central.
Got it. Okay, and then you guys
I haven't been asked that in a long time.
Yeah. It's like you live in it. It's like, why do you need to know it, right? So
I just know the time. That's about it.
Yeah, that's all I gotta do is look at my watch. That's it. All right, I appreciate that. And your company's name is officially Trevor's Tree Services, or is it Trevor's Tree Service, or yep. Is it an LLC on there, or is it just that?
I'm getting my LLC here very, very shortly, but it's not going to be included in the name. So
okay, no problem. Okay, not a problem at all. And then also, what is your current business address?
It's just my home address, if that's okay.
Yes, perfect.
305 East Adams Street, and that's in Mount Air, Iowa.
Okay. 50854?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Now, because that's your home address, what Google's gonna just obviously confirm that you're a business, so they may send a letter out in the mail to that home address. It'll be like a 5-digit PIN. When you go through the interview, they'll walk you through that. Sometimes they do a video too, to confirm that you're like a real person, you know, really got tools and stuff like that, because we'll get you on that front page of Google. But because it's your home address, we could also hide it. So if you're not doing any business out of your home, like you don't want people showing up to your house, we can actually hide your address. Okay, perfect. Yeah, we'll
do
that.
Yeah, please do that.
Yeah. Yeah, what a random people knocking on your door like, hey, can you cut my tree down? Like, no, this is my house.
You gotta call me later. No.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, no, it's pretty common. We'll actually hide that here for you, so it's no problem. All right, and let's go into closing out the address. So like I said before, this is a tax write-off for your business. It's going to come up as Google Marketing. So if you have a business credit card, we do recommend using that. But honestly, any other debit or credit card is going to work for you. The address that you're going to use for the card, is it the 305 East Adams Street, or is it different?
Yep, it's the same.
It's the same. Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to save the card number now. I'm going to read off a voice verification with you, so that we can lock you in at the $249. It's going to confirm that you're going to get your Google listing, your website, and also the Facebook advertisements as well. So for the time being, as long as you're in a safe location, we'll do the card number expiration and then the 3 digits on the back.
Yep, the expiration, if you want it first, is
mm-hmm.
3 of 26.
Mm-hmm.
And then the number is going to be, are you ready?
I am, yeah.
41-90
mm-hmm.
0242
mm-hmm.
2518
mm-hmm.
3583
Okay. And through in the back?
The security code?
Yeah, security code, yep.
Is 115.
Okay. And I'm going to get you a security question here. You can choose one of them. There's 3 questions. It's basically because we're going to get you a lot of exposure. We want to make sure that you know you're talking to us, not some like random other SEO company. Okay. You can do mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name is good for us. And then what's the answer if you can say it and spell it?
Yep. Siddons. It'd be S-I-D-D-E-N, I think.
That's how I would have said it, yeah. It's like sudden, but... Oh, there's an S at the end?
With an S at the end, yep.
Okay. All right, perfect. I'm going to say that. So now we and you are the only people that know that. So anytime somebody contacts you, quote-unquote, claiming they're from Google or something crazy, you want to make sure that they got the security question locked down. We'll ask it, you'll answer, and that's how you know we're talking to the right people then, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then let me read off this voice verification. Like I said, it's kind of to reiterate a couple of things that we've already went through, but it's to make sure that you're all locked in and ready to go. So as I'm going through this, if you have a question, just please let me know. And then we'll go through it together. It'd be like another like 30 seconds here. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Here we go. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call is going to be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement you have with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Trevor's Tree Service.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Trevor Henry, business owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yep.
All right. You're an authorized user on the billing on this account, correct?
Yep.
All right. Do you want to add anybody additional onto this account as like an administrative contact? They'll have like the full access as you, or is it just you that you want on here?
Yeah, you can add somebody on there.
Okay. Give me one second.
Peggy. Oh, yeah.
And, okay, go ahead, sorry. Peggy?
It'd be Peggy Drake, yep.
Okay. And is this a partner? Is this a
She's
co-worker?
My grandmother. She kind of does my accounting stuff, so.
Perfect. Okay, grandmother. And what is her cell phone number or good contact number for her?
641-344-4540.
Okay. Now, you can also have Peggy on the call when we do the interview with you as well. So just keep that in mind. We'll go through that in just a second here. But your initial payment, that'll be today. That'll be May 28, 2024, in the amount of only $249. And your second payment, when completed, it's going to be automatic. It's going to be the 28th of every month for you, okay? Be just $249. Mm-hmm. It's never going to change on you. Now, again, as I stated to you earlier, you may discontinue your agreement with us at any time. All you have to do is contact us at customer support. It'll be an 877 number. I'm going to make sure I send that to you. You're going to get a text message.
Okay, yeah,
email.
So you can just text that to me.
Exactly, yep. I'm going to text you, and I'm going to email you a couple of things once this all goes through, and then you'll be all set and ready to go. And then you also have a pause feature too. So if you go on vacation, if you get overbooked and you're kind of booked out for like a month or two, call us. We can pause your listing. Even at when we pause it for a couple of months and you call us, even then we'll get you back at just $249 a month then, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Perfect. And last but not least is, do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. Processing that now. While that's going through, let's schedule the interview. So tomorrow we have – what's better for you, morning, noon, or night? I can look at what we got available.
Well, tomorrow
– or the next
day. Kind of a busy day tomorrow. Actually, I mean, how late are you, do you guys do that?
Good question. So the latest we have for you guys would be 5 p.m.
Why don't we shoot for 5 p.m. tomorrow?
You want to do 5?
Yeah, we'll just do 5 p.m. tomorrow. And I mean, if that's all something right. Where I end up not being able to answer, what happens?
I was just going to say, so you want to be in a location where you're paying attention, because they're literally going to dive into the actual logistics of your Google business profile, of your website, and also of your Facebook business page, okay? So, but it's okay
actually,
for you
give me
to
just
reschedule.
Might switch that to Thursday. Actually, never mind. I thought I ended the phone call, but we're good.
That's okay. I was going to say, they're pretty good at rescheduling, too. So, like, let's say we do schedule in there for Wednesday at 5. If you're busy, then we'll get they'll just answer, and then they'll reschedule you on the spot. Or we can just change it to Thursday right now, whatever is really
easier
we'll to use.
We'll do Thursday morning.
Okay, let me delete this. Discard. Okay, so you want to do Thursday morning. We can do 9 a.m. as the earliest we got.
That'll work.
All right, that actually works for us too. So let me get you locked in there. You should have already received the text message as well, Trevor, and then you're also going to get a couple of emails. We're going to send it to the, I think it's the TL_Henry. 00@yahoo.com?
Yep.
All right. Let me add that in here. And then we got you scheduled in there for Thursday. They're pretty good at reminders. You're going to get a calendar invite to your Yahoo. So if you want to just say yes to that when you see it, it'll send you some reminders as well. But that just shows that you got locked in. Couple of things to think about. One, you can always text me if you have any questions, like, because there's a couple of days until then. So, you know, if you want to, you know, kind of freshen up as to what you got to do, just, you know, text me or call me or whatever. But just think about some things you may want for your website. If you have, like, pictures or videos or anything like that, that might be something good to have. If there's, like, keywords, or if there are
you know, specific things that you want to be found for, they'll actually go through that with you on Thursday and cover all those spaces with you as well. And then for your Facebook business page, same thing. If you want Peggy on the call with you too, that would be a perfect time if she kind of helps you with, you know, everything. You could put her on speakerphone, or you could put us on speakerphone and have Peggy in the room, and we could kind of go over everything together. If you wanted to, just know that some people, you know, some people actually do that. So
yeah.
If not, then, yeah, I was going to say, yeah, if not, then, you know, obviously totally fine that you just did it yourself. Cool. All right. Do you have any other questions or concerns for me?
Let me see. Nope. I think we're good.
All right. Yeah. Congratulations. You know, it's not very common that brand new, you know, I always get more excited. I've been doing this for 10 years. And I always get more excited when we are enrolling people to get people on the front page of Google that's been in business for less than a year. You know, cause you guys are really the ones that, you know, you guys need to work, right? You guys need to make sure that you guys are consistent with people calling you for the type of services that you got. And it's game changer for a business, you know, signing somebody up that's been doing this for 10 years. I mean, sure, we'll do it. Obviously, you know, we're not going to discriminate, but you know, they've already been doing it for 10 years, right? They're just kind of looking for more business, or they're looking to enhance, or they're looking to grow. You know, but new businesses, it's more, you know, it's more specifically for you guys just to have a really strong foundation. So I'm glad you guys, you know, I'm glad you decided to go with it, giving us that 1% trust. Well, we'll earn the other 99% here for you, Trevor. We got you on Thursday, 9 a.m., and you're all set, ready to go. I know you say you're at a client's house, so I'm going to let you do that. You don't have any other questions right now, right, you said?
Nope, we're good.
All right. You have yourself a great day, man. I'll send you a text with some of my info on there as well then, okay?
Yep, you too. Have a good night.
You too, man. Take care. Bye.